Welcome to Living on Purpose for this revealing feature on June Swadron, psychotherapist, author, writer, and outstanding facilitator of writing workshops. June lives in Victoria on Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada. My name is Lynn Thompson, and as the host of Living on Purpose, I had the pleasure of sitting down with June in her home in Victoria to record the 50-minute conversation that you will hear on the second of two tracks. To begin, here is a 5-minute excerpt that will set the stage through June's own story. With your book, Rewrite Your Life, you've included some of your stories in here and quite a number of other people's. Each chapter is sort of addressing a different part of our directions that we can go with our writing, a lot with different relationships in our lives, different situations. So personally, what stories have you rewritten in your life, June? Anything you want to share with us?
Yes. Well, there are many, but the one that stands out for me is more recent, and it's coming out with my own personal story of living with bipolar illness, which was diagnosed when I was still a teenager. And throughout my life, there's been a lot of shame and blame, self-blame, and wanting to hide. And because there are, let's face it, a lot of stigmas around mental illness. And so people don't necessarily understand it. I don't even understand it a lot of the time. I just know that from feeling relatively fine, I go into a lot of pain and challenge, and I'm not the same person that I know myself to be. And then I get through it, and I always get back on the bandwagon, but my fear used to be I'll go back and do what I'm always doing, but nobody's ever going to know that I just came out of a hospital, for instance, or something similar. I had an episode, and so I'll just come back to my working life and pretend nothing's happened. And then some years ago, I guess it was 10 years ago or something like that, a similar situation happened, and this was just after I moved from Toronto to the West Coast. And I was feeling fabulous, and 9 months later I crashed and did end up in hospital. And then I decided at that point I did not travel 3,000 miles across the country to go back into the same old patterns. So even though the phone was literally ringing off the hook because it was September and my groups were starting up again, and I had been very successful when I had arrived in Vancouver, I chose not to work. I had no idea what I was going to do, but I had to come to terms with what was going on for me and come out of that place of hiding. So I just put it out to the universe, and I said, okay, what next? And what kept coming up for me was you tell your story. You write your story, you tell your story. And I just said, no way, I can't do that. I'm a psychotherapist, I have a practice, I'm a professional, what will people think, I'll lose my clients. Often I felt like a fraud anyway. You know, that was the painful part. I mean, I knew that I did good work. I knew that that was true. And I saw people's lives transform, and I was able to assist in that process. But there was this other part of me that felt like, how could that be true? I must be a fraud to, you know, to think I can. Look at me, I can't even get out of bed. So I knew that something had to shift. And so eventually what came, because it wouldn't go away, was this play that emerged. And it was called Madness, Masks, and Miracles. And it was about, and is about, the madness or the dark night of the soul that we all go through in our life. You know, this is a human experience and walking this human path. And we all go through this pain. And so that's the madness. And the masks are the masks that we wear to hide that pain, to cover up, unless we get judged and criticized and marginalized and hospitalized and all of that stuff. And then the miracles that allow us to take off those masks and be seen. And so the play was really to dispel myths and stigmas about mental illness, but it was actually a play that everyone can relate to in some way or another. And so the production of that play really did bring me out of the closet of shame, because when it was staged, and here's where Julia Cameron's brilliant processes came in, because I actually acted in the play and wrote the lyrics for the songs of the play and co-produced it, all that stuff. But when I did, I just saw so many people that came up afterwards and said, you know, I've been bipolar, or my brother or my aunt commit suicide, or my next door neighbor, or this or that. And it gave other people permission to tell their story. And I'd seen it before, but now I went public. And now it's in a book. And I can say it on your radio show. And I no longer feel... This is where I've rewritten my story. I'm not a victim. I don't identify myself as my illness. Something that I live with. I hope I've been very well for the last few years. I hope that continues. But I'm never anymore so... glib as to think it may not happen again.
That's a lot to hide, right?
Oh my God. It's been for all those years. And of course, you know, certain people would know, but if family members, close friends, etc. And I have to tell you that the judgments that I had about myself were greater than any other judgments or stigmas I ever felt from anybody. Truly.
Yeah.
The ones I had on me were far more painful. And then when I did what I did, and grace led me there. It's a story well worth writing.
Yeah.
Rewriting.
You've just heard June sharing some of her story about living with bipolar illness and how she has liberated herself from feelings of shame and self-blame to standing tall, talking freely about it, no longer identifying herself as her illness, rather as a competent human being who lives with an illness that, while it has its challenges, June is doing her best to manage and thrive. In the next 50-minute conversation, June speaks with me about her highly acclaimed book, Rewrite Your Life, as well as her 20-year career as a psychotherapist, writing coach, and facilitator of writing workshops. She also talks about the writing process and offers excellent tips for writers. Thanks so much for listening.